One of the biggest topics on many employers' minds these days is the skills gap, the problem of not finding qualified workers to fill available jobs. Some local manufacturers actually have had to turn away work because they've lacked the staff to fill orders. We'll take an in-depth look at the skills gap next week in our series, Project Milwaukee, Help Wanted. Executive producer Annalise Hensel is here with a preview. Good morning, Annalise.
Good morning, Bob.
We'll talk a bit about the Project Milwaukee series and its goal.
Sure. Well, over the years, the reporters and producers here have come across topics that are too complex to be covered in just a couple of news stories. These are subjects that have numerous players, causes, and impacts on the community. So we created the series that we named Project Milwaukee. It's a week of reports from the newsroom and interviews on our Lake Effect program on different aspects of a topic. For our 10th Project Milwaukee series this fall, we chose the skills gap.
And why is that?
Well, Bob, as you mentioned, some manufacturers have had to turn away work because they don't have enough qualified people to fill orders. In fact, numerous employers from across the spectrum say that this is a huge problem for them. For instance, listen to this comment from Melanie Holmes. She's with Manpower.
Skilled trades is the number one job category that businesses are struggling to fill on a U.S. basis. That's followed by engineers, IT staff, sales reps, and accounting and finance.
What complicates matters is that although there are many jobs available, there are a lot of people searching for work that can't find it because they lack the required skills. Meanwhile, dozens of agencies are focusing on workforce training, but people remain unemployed and the jobs unfilled. So there's a big disconnect between workers and jobs, and the topic is really more complex than just making a blanket statement that workers need skills.
Yeah, why does that disconnection exist?
Well, we found out that there are numerous reasons. We'll have a chance to delve into them throughout next week. But I'll share just one observer's opinion. This is Lyle Balestrieri, president of the Milwaukee Building and Construction Trades Council, AFL-CIO.
In some cases, the technical college system works very, very well with industry. In other cases, they're always kind of Johnny-come-latelys when it comes to, you know, catching up with what the market demands. And that's it's a very hard thing to deal with because market demands change pretty quickly nowadays.
Our series will explore the role of the technical college system and job training programs and how they fit together, including for the long-term unemployed who need some basic soft skills in order to get a job. We'll also look at the role of the K-12 system in preparing children for jobs that may not require a college degree. Ken Germanson is the president emeritus of the Wisconsin Labor History Society, and he shares these thoughts.
Now the trades are getting a little bit more, you know, white collar too, because we are dealing more with computers, and it certainly requires greater attention early in life with parents and with kids to get them to understand the value of education, the value of studying math in school, science, reading. Those are all key basic skills that we have got to inculcate in the kids early on.
Annalise, as you mentioned, we'll be looking at ways to connect current workers to jobs as well as preparing for the jobs of the future.
Yes, along those lines, we'll look at the potential to close the skills gap in the green industry. Karen Gotzler is with a group called Urban Strategies. It's working with an organization that takes public and private money and targets training for jobs that are currently available.
The truth is that every sector is becoming more energy efficient, more environmentally friendly. So almost every industry has green jobs. It's a question of what does it take to prepare people?
We will have reports all next week during Morning Edition, Lake Effect, and All Things Considered, as well as a community forum.
That's right. We're inviting listeners and anyone interested in this topic to join us on Tuesday, October 30th from 4 until 6. A forum will be held at the downtown campus of MATC. We'll have a variety of experts on the panel to talk about the role that government, educators, and other groups have in connecting workers and jobs. And you can learn all about the series and reserve your seat at the forum by visiting www.uwm.com/Project Milwaukee.
Thanks, Annalise.
Thanks, Bob.